Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Ace of Wands. This one is labeled the Ace of Fire, and it comes to us from the Coffee Tarot by artist Ron Boyer. You know, every time we see a Wands card, a fire card, especially when they're labeled fire, I always feel obligated to look for the fire energy, you know, what's going to pump us up, what's going to get us going. And today we don't have much further to look than the moon's move into fiery Leo late in the afternoon. But there's a whole lot more that's going on today. Yesterday you heard me mention a trine between Venus and Uranus, which is happening in the wee hours of the morning here. And, you know, it's followed by, while the moon is still in Cancer, that moon trining Neptune. It will oppose Pluto, and not a great start to the day. The sun will sextile the moon, and then the moon, of course, later in the day is moving into Leo, and that Leo moon will sextile Mercury. And our tree in this Ace of Wands depiction is very, very sturdy looking, right? Looks like a wise old tree, right? There's a lot of, I want to say wisdom there, but more than that, creativity and growth. You can see that the tree is bearing fruit, and of course it is currently apple season here as well. The moments and events in your day may vary today, but what you will find later in the day is that, you know, you have time for social activity, good conversation, but in good conversation, it's not of the, you know, witty and engaging type. It's more just, you know, that idle chit-chat, just getting to talk and, you know, what do they call it, shoot the breeze, that kind of thing. It doesn't have to be anything spectacular. It's more about just enjoying yourself, and I think that that's a good thing. Now, with this card, we often see, you know, creativity, new growth, new beginnings, and I'm thinking that they're coming to be very, very close. Like I said, for those who listen to me in my, you know, my subscription readings and the things that I talk about, they're going to know that on the horizon, there is that something that's coming, and it's coming up very, very soon. And this tree is certainly giving it a very solid feel. So, you know, whatever you have going on, whether it's, you know, your passion, your drive, do keep an eye on that, though, because Mars is in shadow in the sign of Gemini, and it will be retrograding beginning October 30th. And you might notice some days it takes you a little bit longer. You might be feeling a little bit older, like this tree, and maybe not as, you know, like the enthusiasm is there, but it might feel like the drive is a little more limited. So keep an eye on that and try not to overload yourself. But I think that there's still plenty of, you know, passion and determination available to be able to accomplish things. All right, don't try to overdo, don't try to take on new things, but, you know, do work at the creative aspects of what will make the new beginnings that you desire. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow, and as always, have a great day.